Phoneboy Speaks, episode 771, Commercially Reasonable Roaming.
In a move that should surprise absolutely no one, AT&T and Verizon are challenging a ruling made by the U.S. Federal Communications Commission on data roaming rules. That and T-Mobile had asked for some clarification on what those rules were and suggested a few benchmarks for what might be considered commercially reasonable. And of course, AT&T and Verizon are complaining about this because they are in a position to overcharge. They're claiming that the smaller carriers will use this as an excuse not to build towers when that's not the case at all. Some of the numbers that have been put forth are, ridiculous as far as what was being charged in terms of roaming rates. So, I think it's, you could sit here and, the Verizon and AT&T are basically saying, this is making new rules, and this should have been done as a rulemaking exercise, not as, something the Bureau should clarify. And from what I can tell, there was no actual rules in place. They just used the phrase commercially reasonable, which, of course, means absolutely nothing without a definition. And so, you could argue that maybe this should have been done that way. But of course, they've also, also left the wiggle room and say that, well, we can consider these factors. We won't necessarily consider these factors. So it's this is the typical sort of chess game that the telcos play with each other and using the government as a way to beat each other back. Personally, I think that's not helping matters. The government has government is a referee, of course, but it's there's a lot of areas of law where it seems like that if the law didn't exist, maybe there would be either stronger competition or better support or whatever. I mean, this is it's quite a show that these guys play, and I'm sure this is going to go back and forth, and there's been talk that maybe rather than just appealing to the FCC, that AT&T and Verizon will take it to court. So this could be playing out for a while. Of course, by then, AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile might all have similar network size because T-Mobile is supposed to fully build out the rest of its network that it's got by the end of the year, and be very close in size to Verizon and AT&T. But, of course, the funny part is that AT&T and Verizon also control the special access lines. So, that's something that, that whole market needs to change as well. But the special access is, how the towers connect to the regular phone network. And as I say, most of those lines are controlled by Verizon and AT&T. So seems like Verizon and AT&T will win no matter what happens here, and they're just trying to use the courts to squash a competitor, which I'm not a huge fan of. And it's the kind of thing that these kinds of companies do. It's in their nature. That's the only way they know how to exist. So I guess I can't fault them too much, but. Or I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, I can fault them all I want, I suppose, but that's the reality of those companies. And, we'll just be watching this whole thing. Let me get out the popcorn. Of course, it's going to take a while for this thing to finish. This is a year-long movie, not a year-long movie. It's probably a multi-year-long movie at this rate.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.